anymore.
But making music became something that helped her heal.
I think after Sumo passed, like, I just needed something to put my grief into.
The result is Reina Tropical's debut album, Madagria, an album that sounds like healing and joy and is also deeply influenced by both Fabi and Sumo's love of nature.
I recorded those vocals like swinging in a hammock and having just come from spending the day at the ocean.
Fabi Reina joins me and performs live as Reina Tropical today. I'm Reina Duras, and this is World Cafe. Before we get to that, here's Talking Heads, Blind. This is World Cafe. I'm Reina Duris. The band Reina Tropical began as a duo. Fabi Reina and Nectali Sumo Diaz started making music together in 2016, quickly developing their own improvisational writing style. Over the years, they released a couple of EPs, they toured, they played South by Southwest. And then in 2022, when they'd already begun working on music for their debut full-length album, Sumo died in an accident. After Sumo's death, Fabi questioned whether or not she should keep making music as Reina Tropical, but began to channel her grief into what she now calls the most beautiful thing she's created. The album is called Madagria, a Spanish word that combines sadness with joy. And while Fabi is now the sole member of the band, what you hear on Madagria is still a duo, as she's incorporated recordings featuring Sumo throughout it. Fabi Reina joins me to talk about making Madagria and more shortly, but first, a live performance of a song from the album that was recorded in front of an audience during the 2024 non-convention at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. This is Reina Tropical with Cartagena.
Para ser libre. Yo. Lo que fue.
Recorded in front of a live audience for World Cafe. That was Reina Tropical performing Cartagena. I'm Reina Duras, joined by Fabi Reina of Reina Tropical today to talk about the new album, Malagria. Fabi, welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you for having me.
So happy to have you. And as I was saying before we turned the mics on, I'm hoping it doesn't get too confusing with all the Reinas happening
it's
here.
It's Reina world. It's Reina time. It's our moment.
It is our moment. I'm so glad you're here. I love the new album. I'm excited to talk to you. That song we just heard, Cartagena, it's the first song I heard from the album, and it's named for the city in Colombia. Mm-hmm. You've said that Cartagena is one of your favorite places in Colombia.
Yeah.
For those of us who've never been there, could you describe it a bit and tell us why you love it so much?
Yeah, I mean, it holds such a specific role in the route and the journey, and the pathways of, you know, what we know as cumbia in Mexico and in Colombia, champeta, and in West Africa, sucus. And I feel like it's this beautiful, Cartagena holds the ocean and the beach and also this vibrant feeling of dance as priority. And I feel really, really specifically like Cartagena knows how to move pain and grief through music. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of one of the places where I really learned about that and how to do that. And Cartagena, the song is about that. So, Cartagena, the place is, you just have to go there to feel kind of this very special type of wind that comes from that beach.
Now, you don't usually record in a studio. You record mm-hmm. outside. Where were you when you recorded Cartagena?
I was like in this tiny little apartment. I recorded those vocals like swinging in a hammock and having just come from spending the day at the ocean. So
you really are like taking us there.
We're literally there. And also on that same trip, we had visited San Basilio de Palenque for the first time, which is one of the first places where African folks had sovereignty and created, you know, were able to be free. And that was really important to me to visit and experience that and be in collaboration and exchange with folks really upholding and uplifting the traditional sound of those drums. Because to me, Cartagena is about the story about how plants in the water and the wind and the moon really guide you towards freedom and liberation. Mm-hmm. And that was exactly the route. You know, it's like people, slaves in the transatlantic slave trade coming from West Africa were brought to Cartagena, and in their resistance and in their resilience and in their, you know, fight for liberation, you know, journeyed to San Basilio de Palenque and found their liberation eventually.
That's a theme, that connection to nature and land and places that carries throughout the entire album. We're going to dig into that a little bit later on. But first, I kind of want to get a little bit technical because you wrote that song, and I think many of the songs on Malagria, during improvisation sessions. What does a session like that look like for you?
Totally. No, I love that question because I think not a lot of people... One thing about sort of committing to being this front person was that like no one was going to really assume that I wrote the guitar parts and the bass parts and the synth parts and all the instruments that you hear on most of these songs. And so for me, that writing process is kind of just like putting a beat down. And that's where my collaborations are. My collaborations is with putting a beat down, but I'm pretty specific and pretty strict about like wanting to make sure that I write all the instruments, because I really feel like that's one of the big parts of the Reina Tropical sound. And then I just kind of like start improvising and just layering, kind of like looping. And I start with the bass, and then I go to the rhythm guitars, and then I go to my vocals to sort of be the foundation for the melody, and then add more and more layers with my guitars and the synths come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That would explain why sometimes they can be 4 hours long, these sessions.
Exactly.
You're literally doing them over and over again.
Yeah. And I think one thing that's important too to note is that like the melody and the lyrics are just as much improvised, you know, like I'm not bringing in ideas that I had thought about before. It's just kind of lyrics that come in the moment and melodies that come in the moment. And that's a part of telling the story of the land that I've been in relationship with.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Fabi Reina of Reina Tropical. That improvisational approach has always been the way that you've worked with Reina Tropical ever mm-hmm. since you and Sumo made your first EP that you released in 2018. And we're going to talk about you and Sumo and how you first connected in a minute. But first, we're going to hear you perform one of your early songs from that EP. This is La Madrugada from Reina Tropical. Madrugada performed live for World Cafe by Reina Tropical. My name is Reina Duras, joined by Fabi Reina today. So you formed Reina Tropical with DJ and producer Nectali Sumo Diaz, or mm-hmm. Sumo. In 2016, you met and you formed the band pretty soon after. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us a bit about Sumo and why you connected so well right away?
Let's see. I think we connected... Sumo was someone who just lived in the moment. And I think I did too. And it's hard to find people in life that are just so willing to be, to not think about the future or the past and just kind of dive into the moment, you know? And we connected, like, kind of like this fire energy was between us. Like, we were just, like, magnetized into this big explosion of energy. And I think actually it was less about the music, the reason why we connected. And we connected because we both liked Bomba Estéreo and Manu Chao. That first time that we decided to go into the studio, we stayed up till like 7 a.m., you know, and we were just kind of like that. Like, we were just, time didn't exist and repercussions didn't exist and you know, depletion of energy didn't exist. And we just went for whatever came. And that was our connection in a nutshell.
Having two people who live in the moment could either, I feel like, be a disaster or could be magical.
100%. Yeah. And there was a lot of disasters, don't get me wrong. But the beauty came through in the music. And maybe the beauty and the disasters came in and through the music. But yeah, it was, you're exactly right. And I feel like we somehow channeled that energy into something really beautiful.
So you and Sumo, you're working on music. The band's getting bigger. You even toured with Bomba Estéreo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then in 2022, Sumo died unexpectedly in an accident. Mm-hmm. Was there a period of time when you weren't sure if you wanted to keep making music as Reina Tropical on your own?
Yeah. I think it's just kind of like, how do I walk again?
Yeah.
And like, it's like, oh, okay, I don't have the legs I used to have anymore. You know, there are these new legs, and can I call it Reina Tropical? Like, is that what this music is? And I sat with that for a long time, and I held all of my insecurities and all of my imposter syndrome that. You know, I felt like it was necessary to come to the conclusion of, yes, like, this is and has always been my voice. And Sumo's voice is my voice, too, you know? And Sumo lives in my intuition. And I feel like has always been the practice in Reina Tropical, is to listen to your intuition, is to be connected with ancestors. And we've been training for this moment the whole time, you know? Yeah. So, of course, Reina Tropical has to continue. And, of course, I have so much more to say. And I feel actually even more abundant with like, desire and intention to put it towards Reina Tropical and vision than I ever have before. So, yeah, I think that the instinct for some when grief happens is to stop everything and to completely avoid and deny kind of, like, the existence of someone because so much pain comes through. And I'm really happy that for me and my relationship with Sumo, it was the opposite. It was like, how do you live more, you know, with this ancestor now as your protector and, you know, as your guide. So does that answer your question?
It absolutely does. And I think it ties in to, there's a lyric in the next song that we're going to hear you perform, which is, it's the first song that you wrote after Sumo's death called Yava Pasar.
Yeah.
And there's a lyric that translates to recycling the pain and turning it into love.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of sounds like what you're saying there a little
definitely,
bit.
Definitely. I think grief and pain is one of the biggest energies that we get to work with as humans, you know, and that we get to feel and create with. And if we give ourselves that chance, it can be this immense love. It can be this immense moment of creativity and creation and world building, or it can be, you know, really, really dangerous and really scary and debilitating. And for me, Yava Pasar is like really wanting to offer the world that opportunity, you know, really wanting to offer the world like kind of a little bit of safety and compassion in that process.
Yeah. Here is Reina Tropical with Yava Pasar on World Cafe.
So let's go.
Performed live for the World Cafe, that was Yava Pasar from Reina Tropical. After the break, Fabi Reina of Reina Tropical talks about writing and recording the album in the wake of Sumo's passing. We'll be right back on World Cafe.
From our open minds to your open ears, 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Welcome back to the World Cafe. I'm Reina Duras, and today you're hearing live performances from Reina Tropical. Their debut album is called Madagria, and I'm speaking with Fabi Reina. She started the band with her friend Sumo, who passed away suddenly in 2022.
I think there were four songs or five songs that we had started before he passed, but never with the idea of Madagria.
Right.
Madagria, as the album and the name and the concept and everything, was definitely... that came after he passed, and we didn't really know, hadn't really confirmed what we were going to make with the songs that we had started. And, you know, I decided to create an album because we knew that we wanted to write an album eventually. And actually, he was anti-albums. He just, like, believed that people didn't listen to albums anymore. And I was like, I want to make a body of work, you know?
Yeah, this is such a cohesive album. Like, I'm glad that you brought up... I'm It's so interesting that you just said that you hadn't planned on making it called mm-hmm. Malagria, and you hadn't planned, mm-hmm. because when I listened through it, mm-hmm. knowing the story behind it a bit, but having not heard it yet, when I listened through it, it really struck me there are spoken word interludes throughout the whole yeah. thing. Track 12 is called Malagria, and yeah. it's the two of you talking about it, and you can hear Sumo explaining what the word means, and I'm just going to play a clip of that.
In Spanish, there's this word that's not that popular common, but it's Malagria, which is like, mal is bad and alegría is happy. So it's a malegría. Yeah. It's the meaning of like, yeah, you're sad, but it's, you're also happy. In our music, you hear a lot of that. It's a beautiful thing, you know, like you can dance to sadness, like you can celebrate yeah. sadness, but being able to dance it off, for me, it's very important. So when constructing a track, I think about like, how can people move, even though the song is not the happiest song in terms of lyrics, but how can we find that balance?
So that is the track Malagria from the new album from Reina Tropical. Talking to Fabi from Reina Tropical, you heard Sumo in there as well. So, yeah, tell us a bit about how it went from, okay, this is a group of things we're working on, maybe never going to be an album, to this cohesive album full of, that like really is a, from start to finish, piece of work.
It is actually for me, I think it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever created. I don't actually even know how it happened, because it just feels so true to my experience, and like it couldn't be any other way. The album could not have happened any other way or be any other way. And I think after Sumo passed, like I just needed something to put my grief into, and it was grief on one side and like love on the other, and I feel like those sonic waves just started to tell the story themselves, and I just mm-hmm. heard it and listened and wrote it down, and Malagria came to mind when I was starting to listen to some of the conversations Sumo and I had, and magic just started happening, you know? It's one of those things where, like, we need to remember that music really is magic, and it really is this language that that's ancestral, you know? It's mm-hmm. one of our first languages as human beings, and I really felt that connection with music in that moment. Like, you as the music are really guiding me through my process of grief and making it into something that's beautiful and for the people.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Fabi Reina of Reina Tropical about the new album, Malagria. So much of this album feels like it is about connection, whether it's the creative connection between you and Sumo, or your connection to nature, or to the land, or to yourself. You spent a lot of time journeying through the tropics. You were in South America and I think Central America and the mm-hmm. Caribbean. What did you learn? This is a big question, but what did you learn from those travels that made its way into this album?
I mean, I learned to listen. That's the biggest lesson. That's, I think, what was really being asked. I learned to listen to the people. I learned to listen to the land. I learned to be in community. I learned to be in the moment. I learned to be present. And I think listening is harder to do than we think, you know? Mm-hmm. Deep listening requires a lot of trust. It requires a lot of trust in ourselves and in our surroundings. And I think all of that movement, and also being on land, I was born on Caribbean water, so that water really speaks to me. But visiting other Caribbean lands, you know, I also wanted to study, like, what does it mean to be able to have the privilege to travel here? To be here right now. And I think, and the answer was always just listen, you know, pick up, be present, and be in reciprocity.
Mm.
Yeah.
The last song that we're going to hear performed today, I think really kind of encapsulates a lot of what we're talking about. It's called Conexión Ancestral. And the lyrics, you sing about being connected to your culture and your history and being connected to the land. It is a connection that feels very physical when you sing about it. And in the beginning, you sing, "Now it's my turn to receive it." And you kind of touched on this, but maybe we could go a little deeper. Did making this album unlock something for you about where you fit into this world?
I think this album documented conversations that I was having with people from the diaspora, and gave way and space and opportunity for those conversations to start happening or to continue happening in the world. And starting with ancestral connection and what that means for the individual, but what Conexión Ancestral talks about is more than anything, like, look at what's happening in the world. There's not water. The mountains are dehydrated. The borders are violent. Like, what are we going to sacrifice to be with the land, to take care of the land, to really be in true relationship and commitment with our ancestors who are really clearly trying to speak to us? And as we as diasporic beings are trying to find a way to belong and a home, it really starts at looking at ourselves and asking ourselves, what are we willing to sacrifice? What are we willing to change? Because none of belonging, we won't be able to find that until we answer that question, you know? So that song was also the documentation of the moment that I started to consciously speak to my ancestors and start to readjust my world, you know, and give up so much of my life's work to really be guided into being Reina Tropical.
Yeah. This is Conexión Ancestral on World Cafe.
I just feel like it wouldn't be a Reina Tropical if I didn't let you know that this is for the queers, this is for the trans folks, this is for the non-binary, it's para la gente. It's for the unity of all of us. It's for the grief. It's for the love. It's for the recycling of all of it. So I just want to say hi. This is who I am. This is Reina Tropical. My name is Fabi. This is Ney. And I'm actually on tour right now with Portugal the Man. This is my day off. And I came here to be with you. I came here to be with you. So let's do this. This is called Conexión Ancestral. It's off of this new record that we just put out called My Alegría. Our first record, Ney co-wrote and produced a good number of these songs, including this one. So it's an honor to be able to play this for y'all together. A friendship of 10 plus years up here on stage.
Sin agua y de la punta más alta me pregunté por qué.
Reina Tropical in a live performance for the World Cafe, recorded at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia in front of an audience. That was Conexión Ancestral from the new album Malagria. I've been talking to Fabi Reina of Reina Tropical today. Fabi, thank you so much for taking the time. It's been really, really great talking to you.
Yes, likewise. Thank you for your questions.
I'm Reina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
You are the public in public radio. Join us and subscribe at thesocalsound.org.
Are you looking to spread the word about your business or tell performing arts and music fans about your show, concert, or event? The SoCal Sound is a new DIY online underwriting platform that's an easy way to begin airing your messages. It's a simple, quick, and affordable way to reach people across LA and Orange County with messages about your business. And you'll be supporting this public music station. For 10% off your first campaign, use code INTRO10 at thesocalsoundontap.org. That's the SoCal Sound on Tap.
Children's mental health is in crisis. That's why the Kids Mental Health Foundation envisions a future where mental health is a vital part of growing up. Parents tell us the challenges are real.
So you know what to do if they have a fever. But when you see them struggling emotionally, and you're like, what do I do?
You're going to find tons of things on the internet, but you want it to be from a trusted source.
The Kids Mental Health Foundation provides free, expert-developed resources to millions across the United States. Don't wait for a concern or crisis. Learn more at kidsmentalhealthfoundation.org.
I'm Billy Zoom from the band X, and I'm this month's artist in residence on the SoCal Sound. I'm going to guest DJ, play songs that I love, and share a story or two. Join me this Saturday night at 6 p.m. only on 88.5 frequency modulated megacycles, the SoCal Sound.
Artist in residence, Saturday nights at 6, 88.5 the SoCal Sound.
Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard a session with Reina Tropical. You can see that performance on YouTube. She turned the venue into a nightclub at 7 p.m. It was pretty amazing energy. That's at youtube.com/worldcafe. You can also find that session and lots of others on the World Cafe podcast. You can search for that on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, also at worldcafe.org. Here's the English beat, Tears of a Clown.
Get you the wrong impression. 'Cause really I'm sad. So sad.
What a way to end the hour with that scream from Adam Duritz of the Counting Crows. That was Rain King. I want to say thanks again to my guests this hour, Reina Tropical and World Cafe producer Miguel Perez for his work on that session. Also, huge thanks to our affiliates across the country who bring you this show, including KRTS in Marfa, Texas, and Red River Radio out of Shreveport, Louisiana. We produce a show at WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Reina Duritz. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Public Welfare Foundation, committed to advancing a transformative approach to justice that is community-led, restorative, and racially just. Learn more at publicwelfare.org. And by the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
On my walls when I ain't with you, I ain't with you.